The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. That's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
your in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Battery's not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. That's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Got a flashlight and no fumes.
Finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols. Dale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights.
Ah, the holiday season. A time for celebration, magic, and spending time with the people you love. But don't forget who's watching to make sure you're not being naughty.
You better watch out. You better not Skype. You better log out. Yeah, you better not type. The NSA is coming to town. You're making a list, they're checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. They see when you are sleeping. They hear while you're awake. They know who you call and who you write. So encrypt for goodness sake. with Congress in the dark and a cloak and dagger court. We're looking for answers and they're coming up short. The NSA is coming to town. They're making a list, checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bomb Show. Happy surfing, cyber surfing that is. Today is Cyber Monday. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Cyber Monday, where did that come from? If I had to make a guess, obviously, someone saw how profitable Black Friday was and said, let's make something for people who shop online. And Cyber Monday is what they came up with, instead of Black Monday. So, that's what I'm thinking, but let me do a quick Google search and see exactly what it is. It says the term Cyber Monday was created by marketing companies to encourage people to shop online. How did I guess? The term was coined by Ellen Davis and Scott Silverman and made its debut on November 28, 2005. That's not actually that long ago. In a shop.org press release entitled Cyber Monday, quickly becoming one of the biggest online shopping days of the year. And so it began, and so it is. And I think eventually, if it hasn't happened already, Cyber Monday is going to eclipse sales in Black Friday. Because, let's be honest, it's so much simpler and easier to click a mouse without anyone bothering you, fighting for something. You know, it's right in your home, it's right in your hand, your phone, it's right in your computer. You just click, and you're done. So I think if not, let's do a quick search and see which is more profitable. Let's see here. Which is more profitable, Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Anyone have a guess which one is? I mean, I want to say Cyber Monday, but let's see. Well, I'm coming up with different things, not exactly what I want. Black Friday versus Cyber Monday. What's the difference? Well, I think I really pretty much know what the difference is. One is online and one is physical. I mean, what else could it be? Black Friday versus Cyber Monday. What's the difference? One is all about retail stores. The other is online, right? Actually, there's more to it than that. Oops, my bad. Let's read on, shall we? There are three American holidays in late November: Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. You know what? Turkey Day is all about turkey. But what's the deal with Black Friday and Cyber Monday? They're just big sales that bookend the holiday weekend, right? Actually, no, there's a bit more to the story. When did Black Friday start? Well, I think we've done this already, but let's just recap. Black Friday dates back to the early 1950s when retail stores would kick off the Christmas shopping season with big sales. So big, in fact, that annual store profits would often tip into the black, meaning no longer in the red. Okay, I thought it was a racial slur. Just kidding, I'm not a Democrat or liberal. Which is accounting Accounting parlance for losing money. Once all the receipts are tallied, shoppers came in droves because the day after Thanksgiving was typically a day off. Not with my stupid... Anyway, making it the perfect day to shop in stores. Then the internet happened, and Black Friday quickly spread around the world. This year, Black Friday was on November 23rd, but deals can be found sooner than that. When did Cyber Monday start? Well, I already told you. It's hard to believe, but Cyber Monday dates back to just 2005. Back then, before it was natural to order anything and everything online, shoppers still needed encouragement. Online stores began running their own big sales to compete with the brick and mortar juggernaut that was Black Friday. Why Cyber Monday? Because in the old days, the internet was often referred to as cyberspace. Why Monday and not Saturday? Because it turns out people like to shop while they're at the office, using fast computers and high-speed connections. Remember, once upon a time, this is true, because I remember this, most people had only dial-up modems at home. That's true, it sucked. In the early days of online shopping, Monday proved a lucrative day for online stores, so they embraced it. Aren't they really the same thing? Yes and no. Black Friday was born at retail. Cyber Monday was born online. So, in the beginning, you'd hit the stores on Friday, then hit cyberspace on Monday. Now, Black Friday is as much online event as it is brick and mortar. See, they had to do that to compete with Cyber Monday, so they had no choice. Arguably, even more so. Although plenty of stores still run doorbuster sales that require shoppers to actually show up, the online world has fully embraced Black Friday. But it doesn't really go the other way. Brick and mortar sales typically run on Friday and that's it. Cyber Monday is almost exclusively an online holiday. Which day has the better deals? Good question. It depends on what you're looking for. I thought so. Aforementioned doorbusters will typically exceed anything you'll find online, whether on Friday or Monday, because stores are willing to break even or even lose money on a product in order to get you in the door. That said, modern shoppers tend to prefer online shopping. And while the deals themselves might not be quite as good on Cyber Monday as on Black Friday, the former tends to drive more actual revenue for sellers. In 2017, Cyber Monday sales hit $6.6 billion in the U.S., a new record, and nearly double the 2016 number. It also edged out Black Friday's $5 billion. See, I knew it. Cyber Monday is more convenient. People just don't want to run around like they used to, like a chicken with the head cut off. Who does? I don't. So I'm not surprised by that, those numbers. But it's glad to read it. It's glad to see it. Yes, sir, indeed. What's more, Doorbuster. I was going to say Ghostbuster. Who are you going to call? Doorbuster. What's more, doorbusters typically require standing in line, fighting crowds, and a limited amount of inventory, often for modest savings. So it's not that big of a... So anyway, who wants to go through that if you don't have to go through the fighting? Sometime, something like an Amazon Echo Dot, normally $50, might be on sale for $30 in the store, which is a great deal. But if it's $35 online, are you really going to spend all the time and energy just to save $5? No. So the better deal might be the one that requires a few clicks instead of a few hours. It's true. Even if it means spending just a little bit more, it's true. It's common sense. It's common sense. I am looking for a Cyber Monday deal myself because I returned I returned that Samsung Galaxy 5. It just sucked. It wasn't the service. Partially Mint was to blame, but even with T-Mobile, I was having problems with that, with the Samsung Note 5. And so upon more reading, people, the reception sucks. So I returned that. I'm hoping to get my refund back. And then once I get that back, I was hoping to get it by last Friday, but I did not get it. And so what I'll probably end up doing is I will shop for a Cyber Monday deal. I'm going to stick with iPhone. I should have never gone to the iPhone family. I'm so sorry. We'll not do that again. Should have just stuck with iPhone. So I'll just look on deal for an iPhone and then just use my credit card, which I don't like to do, but I'm going to be getting the money back anyway. It's just a matter of when they get it, because according to the tracking, it says it was out for to whoever I send it to, it's gone out to them. But now I saw something that said it's a delay, but they will get it, I'm hoping, by Monday. And so it's not a big deal that I use my credit card, but I don't want to miss out on a deal for Black Monday, for Cyber Monday. All right, so I didn't mean to spend all that time talking about Black Friday and Cyber Mondays, but let's move on to some news. Okay, so let's see. EU backs Brexit deal. Moment of truth for UK. Boris warns Titanic heading towards doom. Blair called for a new referendum. I don't know why people, when they leave office, why they don't stay out. Dershowitz says Mueller's final report is going to be devastating. Devastating to who? Mueller's report will be devastating for the president, frequent Trump defender says. Alan Dershowitz, a frequent defender of President Donald Trump, said Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be devastating to the president. The Harvard law professor told ABC News chief anchor George Stephanopoulos that he believes the president will have to navigate the political impact of a politically damaging final report from Special Counsel. And I disagree. I don't know what he's going to find in there. Dems to probe Trump. Money ties to Russia. I'm so sick of these f***ing oopsies. Okay, calm down. What if they impeach? Pelosi would rather avoid the fight. Mueller may make that impossible. Nancy Pelosi does not want to impeach President Trump. The House Democratic leader and likely next Speaker of the House has good reasons for avoiding that fight. First, Republicans discredited impeachment when they used it to try to destroy President Bill Clinton. Okay, yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I can't even pretend like I care. I mean, seriously, who cares? Who really cares about it? It is, they're not gonna give up until they get rid of President Trump. That's just the deal.
Intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look. Buyers are clay army baiters, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Secret Facebook emails by Sucky Zucky over data sharing scandal are seized by Parliament's Surgeon at Arms and could now be released by MPs despite U.S. court ordering them to remain private. Parliament has seized hold of private documents from the social media giant. This is something. So Parliament has exerted unprecedented powers to seize private documents from Facebook that allegedly reveal its knowledge of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. So they did know, just like they knew about Obama. Ah, Sucky Zucky, you bad, bad boy. You bad, bad boy. The secret cache is believed to include emails between Sucky Zucky and other executives that shows the firm knew about flaws in its privacy policy and allowed them to be actively exploited. MPs discovered the documents were in the possession of an American software executive visiting London on a business trip and sent an official from the House of Commons to his hotel to retrieve them. He was given 2 hours to hand them over to an appointee of Kamal El Haji, the House of Commons at Arms, who is responsible for the security of the Parliament estate. However, the executive refused and was then hauled to Parliament and warned he could face imprisonment if he did not comply. Damian Collins, chairman of the Commons Digital Culture, Media and Sport, DSMS, told the BBC, "We felt this information was highly relevant to the inquiry and therefore we sent an order to Mr. Ted Kramer through the Surgeon at Arms asking that these documents be supplied to us. Ultimately, that order was complied with." Mr. Collins said he had read over the documents and his committee would decide this week what they intend to do with them. I am, for one, happy. The fall of a multimedia giant. Zuckerberg, you suck! You suck! You suck, you suck, you suck! Sing, you suck! You suck! You suck, you suck, you suck, suck, suck! You suck. Okay, stop it, it's too much fun. It comes as MPs attempted to hold Sucky Zucky and his firm to account over data breaches that affected more than 87 million Facebook users. The documents were taken from Ted Kramer, founder of the U.S. company 643, which is currently fighting its own lawsuit with Facebook. They're fighting a lawsuit with Facebook. You think that they did this on purpose to bring down the giants? I don't know. I don't know if I condone this type of behavior, this type of thuggery. A U.S. judge in California had ordered the files obtained from Facebook via a legal discovery process could not be revealed to the public earlier this year. However, MPs from the Culture Committee, headed by MP Damon Collins, drew up an unprecedented order after discovering that Mr. Cramer was due to visit the UK. He got set up. It is believed they show how the firm created and effectively drew attention to the privacy loophole later used by Cambridge Analytica to collect the data of millions of users. The legal move comes less than a year after the company fell into turmoil for harvesting data from 87 million US users without their knowledge. It is more bad news for Zucky, who last week refused to stand down after his company was found to be using lobbyists to smear critics by calling them anti-Semitic and linking them to George Soros. Wow. Happy Cyber Monday there, Marky. Happy Monday! Couldn't happen to a nicer fella. You wanna mess with us conservative? What goes around, come back around. La di da di da di da di da. Alright, that's enough. Stop it. Okay, let's see what else is in the news. Amazon called cops on striking workers. Huh. Well. Amazon reportedly left police in Spain dumbfounded by asking them to intervene in a mass warehouse strike and patrol worker productivity. Huh. What did they do? So, Amazon wanted the police presence at the warehouse to ensure that productivity remained high within the fulfillment center, while workers staged their protests outside, according to Spanish newspaper El Confidencial. You know, they're like some gangsters. They also need to be chopped down to size. A source at Spanish Union CCOO, which helped coordinate the strikes, told Business Insider that Amazon wanted to send the police inside the warehouse to push people to work. Gangster. Amazon strongly denied, of course, the claims and called it the worst kind of misinformation. Why don't you use the present word, fake news? You know you want to say it. Fake news. That's what they want to say. But is it fake news, Amazon? I tend not to believe you. You are too big to fail. You are a monopoly, just like Facebook. You need to be chopped down to size. That's the bottom line, because Rayshon said so. Next story. Supreme Court hears Apple antitrust dispute. Let's see what's going on with Apple. Oh, Apple. Rotten bite of the tree, Apple. When iPhone users want to edit blemishes out of their selfies, identify stars, or simply join the latest video game craze, they turn to Apple Inc. App Store, where any software application they buy also includes a 30% cut for Apple. That commission is a key issue in a closely watched antitrust case that will reach the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday. That'd be today, I'm hoping. The nine justices will hear arguments in Apple's bid to escape damages in a lawsuit accusing it of breaking federal antitrust laws by monopolizing. Do you hear that, Amazon? Do you hear that, Facebook? Monopolizing the market for iPhone apps and causing consumers to pay more than they should. Very bad. Bad Apple, you rotten Apple. You rotten, stinking Apple, you. The justices will ultimately decide a broader question. Can consumers even sue for damages in an antitrust case like this one? That's also an interesting question. I don't know if they can sue, but I know something needs to be done about this Apple stinking Apple. You're rotten Apple. Apple, which is, and I love Apple products, don't get me wrong. I love their products more so than Android for many reasons, and more so than PC. So, get me wrong, but wrong is wrong and right is right. The plaintiffs, as well as the antitrust watchdog groups, said that if the justices closed courthouse doors to those who buy consumer products, monopolistic conduct can expand unchecked. This is true. This is very true indeedy-doo. So, what else is going on in the news? What else is going on in the news? Number of missing revised down. Missing from California, deadliest wildfire. So sad. Update on police face off with tribe in missionary killing. Let's see. So police, they faced off with a tribe in missionary killing. Port Blair, India. Indian officers had a nervous long distance face off with the tribe who killed an American missionary in their latest bid to locate his body on a remote island, police said Sunday, November 25th. The police team, who took a boat just off Indian-owned North Sentinel Island on Saturday, spotted men from the Sentinelese tribe, I don't even know who they are, on the beach where John Allen Chu was last seen. The region's police chief, Dipendra Pathak, told AFP. Using binoculars, officers in a police boat about 400 meters from the shore saw the men armed with bows and arrows. The weapons reportedly used by the isolated tribe to kill Chu as he shouted Christian phrases at them. Yeah, that's not good. They're just as bad as the radical Muslim who wants to silence other religions so they kill us, you know? You can't do that. I don't like that at all. You have your religion, I have my religion. You don't kill people off because they have different religions. That's just wrong. They stared at us and we were looking at them. The boat withdrew to avoid any chance of confrontation. Police are taking painstaking efforts to avoid any disruption to the Sentinelese So, the death of the 27-year-old on November 17th has cast a new spotlight on efforts to protect one of the world's last uncontacted tribes whose language and customs remain a mystery to outsiders. Fishermen who took Chow to North Sentinel, which is one of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands in the Bay of Bengal, said they saw the tribe burying the body on the beach. Huh. Yeah, you can't, they can't get away with it. You can't go around killing people because of their religion. So they need to be brought up on charges, sent to jail, and killed. I am definitely for death penalty. An eye for an eye, so be it. You kill, you be killed. Yes, that's the way I see it. That is the way I see it. All right, what else do we have here? Robots are killing people. How worried should we be? Very worried. Very worried. We should be very worried. Are you kidding me? I mean, do you really have to ask, should we be worried? Again, it could have been a rhetorical question. It could have been, a rhetorical question. So, how worried should we be? That is interesting. I mean, everyone has seen the Terminator, and yet, I know, I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, right? I don't think so. It's happening. It's definitely happening. It's going to happen sooner than later. You know, it really is going to happen to us. I hate to say it. The specter haunting Europe and the rest of the world, for that matter, isn't... Hold on, I like this song. It's something far more insidious, and something that Marx and Engels could have hardly imagined. Automation, which is to say AI and robots in all their various iterations. This slow introduction of artificial intelligence into human economies is the focus of the director maxim, The Truth About Killer Robots, which premieres Sunday on HBO. That was yesterday. I didn't even know. I would have watched it. I could probably still find it. The documentary is narrated by a robotic host named Codomoroid. Codomoroid is disconcertingly human-like, although her stiff movements and halting voice are very quickly give her away as a robot. I'm going to have to look this up. I want to see this. Okay, I'm not going to close. I'm just going to minimize this for the time being. I have HBO. I'm going to look this up and look at it later on. Not good. Here's something that some of my friends need. inside the kids only rehab that treats video games like cocaine. Well, they're not kids, but still they're clearly addicted to video games. I am in the most intense group therapy session I have ever sat through. It is sharing a circle of 20 people. Everyone except the counselor leading the session is at least 5 years younger than me. How old are you? And they are here because they are trying to rebuild lives that have spiraled out of control. It sounds funny, but I had a friend I'm not friends no longer with him. I have, you know, he's from Connecticut, but he was married. He clearly let video games just completely just take control of his whole life. That's all we ever did. His poor wife was starving for the attention. No wonder they got divorced, among other things. Where am I? By sharing their worst behavior with the group, they hope to change it. But I am beginning to feel like I am the only one not in possession of a Sphinx-like sense of calm. One member of the group, Eva, 19, is reading out something she's written. It's a list of all the ways her behaviors has hurt the people she loves the most. One, a few months ago, I told my parents I don't love them. She says in a deadpan voice, I hurt them a lot by saying that. Two, last year I screamed to my boyfriend that I wanted to kill myself. Wow, this is a little bit more extreme than I thought. The list goes on and on, Eva recites. Many things she seems to think she has done wrong. Not showing her feelings, being a perfectionist, lacking self-discipline, she doesn't brush her teeth, she doesn't play sports, sometimes she doesn't shower. You stink, Eva. I am struck by Eva's honesty, and by the end of her reading, I'm starting to feel quite sorry for her. Kyra, the counselor leading the session, addressed the circle, who has some feedback. Let's see some hands, she says. Ethan, a 17-year-old, in skinny jeans. Oh boy, do I hate skinny jeans. I even did a song when I was still doing music about skinny jeans, and I did a music video. Skinny jeans, look it up on YouTube. Skinny jeans by R-E-H-D-O-G-G. But skinny jeans turns to Eva. I wonder if he is about to offer some words of support. I'm tempted to just say something obvious like, good share or whatever, says Ethan, brushing his hair across his face. But what were the consequences of your perfectionism? It's a bad thing if you take it to the extreme, but did you really do that? Did it make your life unmanageable? I think so, replies Eva. Cautiously, her feet are crossed underneath her chair, and she is looking from person to person. 20 pairs of eyes silently return her gaze. Kyra looks around, her eyes narrowed. What feeling do you all think that's based on? She asked the room. There is a pause. Then another teenager, Thomas, breaks the silence. I think your perfectionism is related to being a victim. You don't realize that you've made mistakes, so instead you play the victim role. Ouch, he hit it where it hurts. My palms are pressed under my legs, and I notice that they are hot. My phone vibrates noisily. It occurs to me that I haven't checked in an hour, and I have to consciously suppress the urge to grab it. I am anxiously holding my breath as I look at Eva. Eva's mouth is moving in the silence. It is possible to hear her making faint pop-pop noises as if she's about to speak. At first, I think she is upset. I sit on my hands and watch, wondering if she is about to cry. My phone buzzes again. I remove it from my pocket without thinking and instantly replace it. But Eva does not cry. No. She does not say anything at all. The room watches her silently. I began to suspect that she is not upset at all. She is actually furious. Wow. Kyra turns back to the group. Who here feels self-pity? She says. The room erupts into a chorus of sure and absolutely. Do you want to change? Kyra asks Eva. Yes, I want to change, says Eva, a hint of indignation in her voice. Are you aware that your behavior was all about getting attention? Kyra says to Eva. There is a pause. Not yet, Eva says quietly. But I'm going to learn. 2 hours earlier, I had just arrived at Yes, We Can, a mental health facility located down a long tree. Okay. When does it get to the video game? I mean, I've read quite a bit. Let's continue. I'm not going to read. Let's see if we can find the video game thing. This is not telling me. Okay, here we go. There is a reason video games are on my mind. This clinic is for those aged 13 to 25 only, and people come from all over the world for its specialist treatment in mental health problems, including screen addiction and other behavioral issues that the medical community is unsure of how to classify, let alone treat. Many of the people attending say they are addicted to their smartphones, social media, or video games. For the first time this year, the World Health Organization has accepted that they might be right. In June, it formally accepted gaming disorder into the International Classification of Diseases, ICD. Okay. Debate whether smartphones and video games are addictive has raged for almost as long as they have been around. I wanted to see if the people behind this clinic were onto something, or if they ran the risk of framing normal teenage behavior as harmful. It's a subject that founder Jan Willem Poot, 42, feels strongly about. He bounds into my line of sight, tapping away on his phone. Which he places in a pocket before shaking my hand enthusiastically. He founded the clinic in 2010 to fill what he perceived as a gap in the market for a Dutch mental health facility that offered personalized treatment to young people. I was inspired by... Okay, I won't read who he was inspired by. He says, smiling. And I'm done with this story. It's just long-winded, just like who he admires. I'm going to close this. I am done with you. Let's see. Here's a feel-good story. New York dog found in Florida 18 months after disappearing. That's a good story. Let's see. This is it from the Tampa Bay Times. Sinatra, a blue-eyed husky from Brooklyn, turns up in Sefner after 18 months of missing. Sefner, Florida. I don't know where that is. The bookends are clear in the life of Sinatra, a 5-year-old brown and white blue-eyed husky, beloved by his teenage owner and her parents. Sinatra disappeared after the girl died in a tragic gun accident. Oh, that's horrible to hear. Then earlier this month, he wandered into a neighborhood where people tracked down his family and arranged for them to be reunited this Sunday. But Sinatra can't explain what happened in between an 18-month, 1,200-mile journey that took him from his home in Brooklyn to the streets of Sefner. Neither can his owners or the family who found him. That's too far. I mean, Florida, someone, to me, it sounds like someone took the dog there, and then the dog escaped. I don't see how you can make it to Florida. I don't know. I don't get it. I didn't believe it at first, but when I saw the picture, I broke down in tears, said Lesmore Willis of Brooklyn, whose 16-year-old daughter Zion Wills died in an accident at a friend's house. The dog had been Zion's constant companion. This is sad. Sad stuff. All right. And people, I read some of the comments. People are heartless. Many people are heartless. This is why I don't really like people all that much. But anyway, I won't even read the comments. Some people are just really... Hero dog saves family from gas leak. Let's see. I'm interested in reading this one. German Shepherd smells gas, saves long neck family. Confused, Ken Walls looked at the clock, 3 a.m. outside the bedroom door. In 5-year-old German Shepherd, Greta was barking and crying, usually the quietest dog the Wells family owns. Greta was on the verge of walking the whole household. Did the house blow up? This is one of these papers. They won't let me read the rest of the story. It's wants me to answer a survey. I don't want to answer a survey. I hate this. Let's see if I can close it out. Will it let me close out? Let's see if it let me. Well, I hate, anyway, point is that the dog saved the family. I don't know what else happened because I'm not taking no survey. Apple iPhone 6. Why is you playing with me? Come on. I lost it. Okay. You know, okay, let's just find something else. Tragic news of this news anchor. Don't cry when you see her now. Who is this? Is this Megyn Kelly? I can't tell. This is another clickbaiter. See how so many clickbaits. Popular female news anchor on and off the screen. Okay, I don't care. Why did I even click on this? Because she looks hot. I'm a guy. What do you expect? Okay. Okay, I had my fix. Okay. You chauvinist pig, you. Blah. All right, fine. I'm chauvinist. Call me whatever you want. What else do we have here? We have Zero Zip Nada, Storm Port of Entry. Oh, wait a minute. I heard about this. The migrants clashes with authorities. They storm U.S. shuts down portion of the border. Let's start with that. The U.S. shuts down portion of Mexico border as groups of migrants clashed with authorities and reportedly storm port of entry. Authorities clashed with members of the migrant caravan after a group estimated to be in the hundreds stormed the U.S. port of entry, according to a video and photos posted on social media from journalists on the ground. The migrants left the shelter in Tijuana to head to San Estro, I don't know what the largest port of entry. Reported nearly 5,000 of them. 5,000 bastards. Get the hell out of here. Okay, and what else do we have here? U.S. shuts down. Okay, I just read that. Migrants clash. Okay. Honduran says 20,000 will march through vehicle lanes. Why don't you just... Okay. No, I'm going to sound heartless. Let me stop. Man tries to bribe ICE agent to deport his wife. Wow. She must have been a nagging wife. Let's see what's going on here. Interesting. Man pleads guilty to trying to bribe Oregon ICE agent to deport his wife and her daughter. Wow, this is bad. Let's see. It's got to be a reason. Antonio Oswaldo Burgos sponsored the woman for entry into the United States from her native El Salvador so that they could get married, according to his plea agreement in federal court. But when the relationship deteriorated, as most of those type of male type bright online, what do you call it, male bride order, I don't know what you call it, anyway, they always go bad. I had a friend who did that too, and he got let down hard. In fact, he was way younger than me, and when I saw him, he looked like he was way older than me. It really stressed him out. When the relationship deteriorated earlier this year, Burgos 48 hatched a plan and tried to enlist an ICE agent help to get rid of the problem. He now admits he pleaded guilty Tuesday to bribing a public official, according to the news released from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon. He followed the ICE agent's vehicle from Portland to Vancouver, Washington on May 24th, while he and his wife were locked in divorce proceedings, and offered the agent $3,000 to have her and her daughter deported. Wow. What does the daughter have to do with it? She didn't do anything. The agent played along with Burgos' scheme and set up another phone call and then another meeting with Burgos, according to the court records. By June 6th meeting, Burgos had agreed to increase his offer to $2,000 payable at the meeting, and another $2,000 to follow after the woman and the daughter had been removed. Wow, gangster. Only $20 for a full year. Okay, I don't know what, oh, this is an ad. Never mind. Gangster boogie. Wowzy wowzers, I'll tell ya. Woman injured in fall while trying to scale the fence. What a dummy. Let's see. She tried to scale a fence. Ow! A migrant woman was impaled on rebar after trying to climb the U.S.-Mexico border fence with her two young children. So she put her children at risk and she was impaled. The 26-year-old Guatemalan woman fell and landed on a piece of rebar that pierced her body near the San Cedro port of entry. Her young children were not injured. Well, thank God for that. A 26-year-old Guatemalan woman injured after she attempted to scale a fence at the U.S.-Mexico border with her two young children. U.S. border agent Takai Michael said the woman fell off the border fence near the San Cedro port of entry and landed on a piece of rebar that pierced her and out. Pierced her side and buttocks. I was trying to say it with a serious face because I don't want you to think I'm hearted, but it pierced her side and buttocks. Around 11:25 p.m. Friday, agents and paramedics treated her at the scene. She was later transported to a local hospital where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries to the buttocks. Trump administration new restrictions on asylum has been blocked. Of course, these judges are sick F's. Salvation Army bell ringers wearing Confederate flag was removed from Walmart. Okay, now why would he do that? He knows that how people feel about it, how many people feel about it. If you're gonna be a Salvation Army bell ringer, you know you can't do that kind of stuff. What were you thinking, guy? This was in Chicago. He had a person bell ring with a controversial patch outside Valparaiso Walmart have been shared almost 10,000 times. The photo posted on Friday appeared to show several men wearing leather jackets, they must have did it on purpose. I think it must have been like a statement or something. They must have done it for a statement. That's what I'm thinking. Because it was more than one. So, I guess that's the reason. Yes, that's the reason. All right, what else do we have here? Beijing to judge every resident based on behavior. That's why I'm glad to be an American. Million move into Muslim homes to monitor spy. This sounds interesting. What is this all about? Okay, coming from the Independent, still loading. Uninvited, more than 1 million Han Chinese people have reportedly moved into the homes of Muslim families to report on whatever they displayed Islamic or unpatriotic beliefs. Sent to homes in Xinjiang, province of Chinese government. See, that's crazy. You could do that in China. Can't do that here. I wouldn't condone it even if it could be done here. I mean, as long as they're not trying to blow stuff up and kill people because we believe we have different beliefs, then I'm fine. Tijuana declares crisis. A man tries to, okay. Why is it giving me the same stories? Oh, $86,000 reward for snitching on porn. What is this? I'll take $86,000. Let me see what I have to do. Oh, this is in China again. China offers $86,000 reward for snitching on porn. Incentivizing neighbors to snitch on neighbors, co-workers to snitch on co-workers, and family members to snitch on family members has been a hallmark of the communist rule since the rise of Stalin. So there you go. If you live in China and your family or how much danger they could be in was illustrated this week with the sentencing of a Chinese erotic writer, Tian Yi, to 10.5 years in prison over gay scene depicted in her novel. That's a bit insane. Yeah, that's... Wow. Wow. Dead sea lions washing up on Puget Sound shores with bullet holes. So people have been shooting at those seals, the sea lions. People, this makes me so mad. Mississippi runoff. Dems target another Senate seat in Deep South. Trump to rally voters. Musk says, I am going to Mars. Please do. Please stay there. Please go. Please go. Russian mission tasked with verifying American moon landings. Real. Huh. Now, who was it? Oh, someone from a podcast I was being interviewed, and he didn't believe about the landing of the moon. Well, here's the proof. Let's read this. I can't remember right now. The Not So Dumb Podcast. That's it. I was on that show. And one of the hosts, he didn't believe that men were landed on the moon. He didn't believe it. So Moscow now says the head of Russia's space agency has said that a proposed Russian mission to the moon will task with verifying that American moon landings were real. Okay, oh, they didn't do it yet. Though he appeared to be making a joke. Okay, never mind. All that build up for a joke. Put dum dum with the drum roll. You fool! Okay, HIV cases could explode as Tinder users have riskier sex. I don't use Tinder. I swipe and I swipe and no one swipes back. Wow. Too much information. Give me a hug, somebody. I would guess that's the same for many other, those type of apps? Hookup apps, I guess you call them? I would guess that is the same with others. And just like they got rid of, what's going to happen is just like how there's no more, Craigslist, adult section and other online stuff, they're banned. I'm guessing eventually that's what's going to happen with, that's what's going to happen here. That they're going to ban it. Okay, what else? What else? Texas woman dead after trying to get cheap nose job in Mexico. Sad. So sad. So sad. She's beautiful too. I don't know why she didn't. Lady, you didn't need a nose job. You're beautiful. You You did that all for nothing and now you died. And you were beautiful. Any man would love to have you, unless you're gay, of course. You are amazing. Are you kidding me? You're beautiful, lady. She's a Dallas woman who ended up comatose and on life support after trying to get a nose job in Mexico has died, according to the family member. Laura Avila, 36, died about 8:20 a.m. Saturday. That's sad. The woman was beautiful, amazingly beautiful. I don't know why she needed a nose job. She's amazing. Unbelievable. Sad. Very sad. Very sad. Her death didn't need to happen. Very sad. Very, very sad. How porn's female directors are putting Hollywood to shame. That's not that hard to do. Hollywood is shameful. Let's see. What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? No matter which male-dominated industry women have infiltrated, we've all encountered some version of this, much like mainstream media. The adult entertainment industry can be particularly patronizing towards the women behind the camera, not just in front of it. To make things even more difficult, women weren't typically seen as porn producers capable of creating a product palatable to men. Historically considered porn's primary consumer since the 80s, when porn stars turned director, what's her name? Candida Royale broke ground. That can't be her real name. That's probably her porn name. Setting a precedent for female produced content. Numerous women have chipped away at those stereotypes. Unfortunately, their work hasn't always been recognized. I don't care. I don't even watch that much porn anyway anymore. I think I outgrew it. I think I adapted arthritis or carpal tunnel. Never mind. TMI, Mr. Blyden. TMI. Okay, what else do we have here? High-tech toilets to track your every movement. Okay, this is getting a little bit, who wants this? I just want a toilet for what I need a toilet for. I don't need it to track. Let's read this. This is silly. The bathroom, I say, is arguably the last... the last place of privacy. But soon a new high-tech lavatory could be tracking your every movement. That's not good. Someone's gonna hack into it, and then what? You're gonna have perverts. And researchers at the European Space Agency ESA and MIT have teamed up with a sanitation specialist to create the FitLoo, which screens human waste for early signs of disease. Okay, maybe it's not such a bad idea if it'll actually work. Data gathered by the sensors in the toilet could be beamed to users' mobile phones so that they can see how their health is changing, or even directly to a doctor so they could keep a remote eye on the patient. Okay, it's not that bad of an idea now that I know what it's used for, but yeah, it just sounds a little creepy tracking your human waste. I mean, you know, I guess it's good if it's they're tracking it for what they say here, but You never know. You just never know with these things. You really just never know. What else is in the news? Anything? Anything at all? The man who fathered 200 children. Oh, wow. I thought, who will remember me? The man who fathered 200 children. That's just freaking insane. Worried he'd never have a family, Lewis became a prolific sperm donor. Oh, okay, doing it that way. Hoping that his children would one day track him down, and then they did. Lewis used a cycle to the sperm bank, his deposit in a bag he needed to make it in good time to preserve the contents of each specimen in the jar, which he placed in a warm cabinet when he arrived. In the evening, when when men arrived after work, there would sometimes be social events. Okay, this is crazy. I don't want to read anymore. That, Lewis, you have a problem. You have a problem, Lewis. You have a big problem. You really do. Vegas now home to world's biggest weed store. Las Vegas, I'm guessing. Planet 13 embraces the gaudy showmanship that lures millions of tourists to the city. It looks kind of cool. I could see it. It looks like a big old Planet 13, but it's all brown. And come for the giant neon lotus flowers, stay for the weed. All right, I am not promoting weed. I'm not a weed smoker myself. I just don't like it. The smell, it's bad. I hate to listen to these idiots that say it's natural. Idiots, not everything that's natural is good for you. Why don't you go out there and eat some natural poisonous mushroom and see how good you feel on that, you idiots. Not because it's natural means it's good for you, you stupid pothead F's. Okay, got that on my system. It's angering to listen to these pothead idiots. Oh, it's natural, it's from nature. It's gotta be good for you. You fools, not everything from nature is good for you, you dumbasses. You want to go out in the field and eat some freaking poisonous mushroom? Oh, it's from nature. Why don't you eat and chomp on that and see how you feel, you fool? That argument is so stupid. Dumb idiots. Fool. Morons. Okay. I got that out of my system. People are so dumb. They just want to be a pothead and they just want to justify that I could use it, it does me no harm. You stupid fools. Makes me so angry. Alright, let me know. I don't want to get off on a tangent on that. They just piss me the F off. Okay. Surprising law offers consumer bonus. Okay, I'm not reading that. Sounds like a clickbait there. Okay, I gotta stop. I just can't understand pot smokers. They make me so mad. They think that, oh yeah, it's good for me, it's pot, I want some, give me that, it's nature. Yeah, you stupid drug addict fool, don't you know it's a gateway to other drugs, you idiot morons? You start off with pot and you end up with heroin and cocaine and anything else that's strong, methamphetamine and whatever else. Don't you get it, you fools? It's a gateway drug, you fools. I didn't want to go into it. Let's get into this. Weed, a gateway drug. Gateway drug. Let's see here. Let's look at some research from where is this? From the National Institute of Drug Abuse. Let's read and see if they agree. Is marijuana a gateway drug? Some research suggests that marijuana use is likely to precede use of other substances and the development of addiction to other substances. For instance, a study using longitudinal data from the National Study of Alcohol Use of Related Disorders found that adults who reported marijuana use during the first wave of the survey were more likely than other adults that not use marijuana to develop an alcohol use disorder within 3 years. People who use marijuana and already had alcohol disorder at offset were at greater risk. So, idiots, fools, do you hear that, you idiot? It's a gateway. Early exposure to cannabinoids in adolescence decreases the reactivity of the brain dopamine rewards centers later in adulthood. So you're becoming a dummy. You're a dummy. You're a fool, you adolescent. You make yourself dumber than dumb. You're stupid, you fool. You morons. You smoke. You're dope. There's a reason to call it dope. You dope. Freaking idiot. Dopes. Fools. Morons. Pissants. To extend that these findings generalize to humans, this could help explain the increased vulnerabilities in addition to other substances. You fools, you idiots. I need to go on. Flawless victory, fatality, finish him. Fools, you idiot. It's a gateway drug, and that's the bottom line. And if you don't like it, you must be a pothead yourself, you fool, idiot morons. Okay, got that out of my system. I am done. I think that's a good note to go out on. And if you don't like it, put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Political corruption, misinformation, a new sheriff.
Ho, 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 ho.